Next speaker will be Drew Denton. His talk is entitled Rescue Treatments for Palmer Amaranth Control. Drew Denton, Darren M. Dodge, Chase A. Samples, Lucas Franklin, Michael Plumley, Angus Ketchot, Jason Bond, and everybody else.
Thank you for that introduction, Chase. Like it was mentioned, I am Drew Denton. I'm a master level graduate student at Mississippi State University, working under the advisement of Dr. Darren Dodds. And today I'll be talking about rescue treatments for Palmer Amaranth Control. Palmer Amaranth is a extremely fast growing broadleaf weed. It is very problematic in cotton production in the Mid-South and throughout the Southeast. And it is one of 10 dioecious species that are native to the Americas. Palmer Amaranth is a highly competitive plant with impressive reproductive abilities. It has two times the photosynthesis rate of cotton, and being native to the Sonoran Desert makes it very adaptive to the heat of the southern United States. And a single female plant can produce upwards of 500,000 to 1 million seeds per plant, as well as a single male glyphosate-resistant plant has been known to pollinate up to 300 meters away. So glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth was first identified in Georgia in 2005, and since then there's been 24 states with confirmed cases of glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth. Many of these states listed below having Palmer Amaranth resistant to multiple modes of action as well. So a few growth parameters, like as previously mentioned about the photosynthetic pathway, it is more efficient than corn, cotton, and soybeans during stressful conditions. It can grow up to 2 meters or taller, and in optimal growing conditions, it can grow several inches per day. Produces unbranched terminal seed heads that reach half a meter in length. And in competition with dry land cotton, female plants can produce upwards of 460 seeds per plant, or 460,000, sorry, and then optimal growing conditions, again, up to or over 1 million seeds. I want to take a moment and draw your attention to this image. It comes to us from Dr. Larry Steckel at the University of Tennessee. We're going to talk about the importance of 2 days difference. On the right side of the image, you have 3-inch Palmer Amaranth applied with Flexstar. 2 days later, that Palmer Amaranth had grown 3 more inches to a total of 6 inches and was sprayed with Flexstar. As you can see on the left, we have a big escape of this Palmer Amaranth that there's not much you can do to anymore. You can pull it, you can go chop it. Seed most likely have already pollinated and they're probably spreading at the moment, so you got a big problem on your hands right there. And that's the difference of 2 days. So new herbicide technologies are under development, such as Enlist or XtendFlex, but timely herbicide applications are not always feasible due to unforeseen circumstances such as weather. This study was also carried out, or similar studies in 2014, we had problems with water, getting too wet in the field, couldn't get the ground rigs in. No matter what year you're in with these type of auxin chemicals, you got to worry about wind. So wind has always been a big problem. You can't put these out with an airplane. You're going to have to use a ground rig. For those growers that have large amounts of cotton acres, it takes a while to get across these acres in a timely fashion to get these pigweeds. So therefore, data is needed regarding control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth that is larger than recommended at the time of herbicide application. The objective of this study is to determine the effects of timing and multiple application programs in conjunction with herbicide combinations on the control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth. These studies were conducted throughout the summer of 2015 in Dundee, Mississippi, as well as Stoneville, Mississippi, and these fields had natural infestations of glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth. These plots were sprayed with a CO2-powered backpack sprayer at 140 liters per hectare at 317 kilopascals using Turbo T inducted 110-015 spray nozzles. And this is a little bit busy. It gets busier the farther right you go. I'm going to start on the left column, and these are my treatment combinations. And these are the 4 tank mixes of glyphosate plus dicamba, glufosinate plus dicamba, moving into a different auxin, 2,4-D with glyphosate as well as glufosinate. In the middle column, we have the application rate of each compound that is in the tank mix. Then I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about this application timing column. We have 7 total application programs, the first 3 being a single application program, the following 3 being a 2 application, and the 7th, the last one, being a 3 application. So we initially triggered these Palmer Amaranth plants at 20 centimeters, and that represents our initial application. And then we had 2 more single application programs that represented holding off that trigger for 2 more weeks, and an additional 2 weeks being that 4 week after initial. Moving into the 2 application programs, we triggered it at that 20 centimeter trigger again with the initial, and we held off and made our sequential application 2 weeks, our another program holding off and making an initial or a sequential application at 4 weeks. Another 2 application program was waiting 2 weeks for that trigger and then following it up with a 14-day sequential. And then our final program was the 3 applications with the 2 weeks intervals in between all 3. The plot sizes were 3 meters wide by 12 meters long and was replicated 4 times. These were non-crop plots, 4 row plots with the middle 2 sprayed and the outsides being running checks, experimental design, factorial arrangement of treatments, and a randomized complete block design. The data was analyzed using PROC mix procedure in SAS 9.4. And these data were subjected to analysis of variance and mean separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha level of 0.05. So here, going back to the trigger time that I mentioned previously, looking at average height at each initial timing. So that initial trigger was around 20 centimeters. When you hold that off for 2 more weeks, you're going to have upwards of 38 centimeters on average height in your on your Palmer Amaranth, and you wait 4 weeks from that initial trigger, they're up there around 56 centimeters. So they're getting big really quick if you get behind. Looking at counts, and this is in a meter square within the plot, when you start out at the initial 20 centimeter timing, you had around 8 plants average per meter square. You hold that off 2 weeks, it jumps up to 21. Hold it off 4 weeks, it jumps up to 27. And that's in just a meter square, you can imagine, on an acreage basis. So moving into my data slides, I'm going to take a minute to set this up. On the y-axis, we have percent height reduction, and on the x-axis, we have the tank mixes. And this is pulled across all 7 herbicide programs, or the application programs. We're going to be looking on this slide at the second application timing. So this is, you've made your initial, this is at your second application, and we see the glyphosate and 2,4-D combination reduces height significantly more than the other tank mixes across the board for these different programs. Jumping up to the third application timing and moving over to percent count reduction on the y-axis and looking at the main effect of herbicide program along the x-axis, just like to point out that when you initially treat in the single application program or whether it be a 2 application, when you hold off 4 weeks, you're seeing significantly less count reduction than all other programs. And again, that is pulled across the 4 different tank mixes. Now we're going to jump to 2 weeks after final application. We still have the count reduction and we still have the herbicide program across the bottom. But here, this would be 2 weeks after that third application. You see a little increase in the count reduction, just 2 weeks made, but you still see the typical trend of the initial and the initial followed by 4 week being very low, and then across the board it ranging from 0 all the way to 91%. Looking at visual control and the tank mixes, and again this is pulled across the 7 programs, still looking at 2 weeks after that final application. The tank mixes containing glyphosate are significantly less at controlling the tank mixes with glufosinate, with those tank mixes ranging from 85 to 90% visual control. And again, that is at 2 weeks after the final application. Still long 2 weeks after final application and visual control, we're going to pull this across the tank mixes and we're going to look at the program. Here we have the 3 application program being significantly higher at visual control than all other programs, and I'd like to point out the single application programs, whether it be initially at the 20 centimeter or waiting to 4 weeks, is significantly less than the multiple application programs. Here this looks similar, but this is jumping up to 4 weeks after final application, still looking at visual control and the herbicide programs. The one thing I want everyone to take home is the interval on which you make your sequential application, with the initial follow and the importance of jumping on it early. When you look at the initial followed by the 2 week and then the 3 application program on the far right, they're not significantly different, but you see the control that they provide when you jump on them early. But then when you go to, you keep that 2 week interval there and you push your trigger back to 2 weeks after you normally would, you see a significant difference, but you still get that better control than waiting 4 weeks. So as long as you can keep your interval relatively short, you should be all right. These four images are the different tank mixes, and this is the initial followed by the 2 week program, and this picture was taken 4 weeks after the final application. And I just want you to take a good look at that, and then we're going to move to the 3 application. You can see how much of a difference that that 3rd application makes. And again, this is 4 weeks after the final application for the glyphosate or the different tank mixes, sorry. So in conclusion, from what we saw at the beginning of the data slides, the tank mix with glyphosate and 2,4-D provided significantly more height reduction at the 2nd application timing. That can be important in the row crop scenario where you want to drive that or squat that Palmer amaranth down into the canopy, give that plant, whether it be soybeans or cotton, time to, you know, get height on it, let it outlast the Palmer until you can get a hooded sprayer in there. And then treatments containing the glufosinate provide a significantly greater visual control 2 weeks after the final application. And Whitaker et al. Also saw similar results when controlling Palmer amaranth with glufosinate versus glyphosate. And in a multiple application program, significantly higher control is observed when the sequential application is made within the 14 days of the initial application. In the 3-application program, as long as it's made 14 days apart, it significantly provides the best control up to 2 weeks after that final application. So in the future, we'll continue to evaluate glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth response to timing of multiple applications and tank mix combinations in a rescue application scenario. And at this time, I'd like to acknowledge Mississippi Cotton Incorporated State Support Committee for funding this research, growers Doug and Chris Hood, my committee members, fellow graduate students, and student workers. And at this time, I'll take any questions.
Questions for our speaker.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at, say, a 1 week separation versus a 2, if there'd be any benefit?
So the question is looking at cutting that interval down between your sequential applications. So this, project was initially a multiple application project, and I also have a sequential timing where I stretch it from 1 week all the way out to 5 weeks. So we just wanted to put a timing aspect into this multiple application. So we're not looking at a definite, these are your herbicide programs. We wanted to see at what time does it best fit and when are you going to gain that best control. So yes, we are looking at that, but not in this project.
What have you seen in the other?
It's just looking at 1 and 2 weeks, there's not a significant difference.
Okay.
You can hold out for that 2nd week and still get the control.
Okay.
Any more questions?
If not, let's thank our speaker.
Yes,